Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The quarterback carousel is the dominant story in the offseason in the National Football League. We, of course, are on the outside for the first time ever, or at least in 30 years. But we wanted to check in on what's going on out there. It does have an impact on the Bills, on the division, the conference, what have you. We are joined on the Westher Hotline by NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport. You can follow him on Twitter, at Rapsheet. Ian, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good morning. Thanks for coming on our show today. How you doing?
What's going on, guys? How are you doing?
We're hanging out, trying to see if anybody can beat the Bills and Josh Allen next year. But I'll save that for a little later in the segment, Ian. So I wanted to run some QBs by you, and I think everybody's wondering, you know, what's going to eventually happen with Deshaun Watson. So if you don't mind peering into your crystal ball, what's going to eventually happen with Deshaun Watson?
I honestly don't know. I mean, I could make arguments that it goes one way. I can make arguments it goes the other way. I mean, it's a situation where, you know, I would say both sides are pretty dug in right now, and I don't see an end. I don't see how it ends, you know, because you have Deshaun Watson, who has been pretty clear that he wants to get traded and does not plan on playing for the Texans again. You have the Texans, who would like to bring him back, would like to kind of reel him back in, but his anger, his frustration is actually not at the new coach, David Culley. It's not at Nick Caserio. So they're trying to kind of bring him back in, but they didn't do anything to him either. So it's almost like their words aren't that valuable because they have nothing to apologize for. It's really the owner. So it's all kinds of a mess, and I honestly don't know which side ends up bending.
Is the owner willing to apologize? What exactly needs to be apologized for? Has he tried and it won't work? I mean, I realize an impasse like this, you kind of wait for the other side to blink, but has ownership with the Texans at least tried their best, or are they interested in that?
Yeah, I mean, from my understanding, Cal McNair has, you know, texted Deshaun, and they've all tried to call Deshaun a couple times. I mean, it's basically been about, you know, they told him he would be involved in the hire of the general manager, and then he found out on Twitter. And it's not like, you know, he didn't ask. He wasn't, not like he's, you know, was Russell Wilson now saying, I need to be involved in personnel. It was really just they told him you'll be involved, and then he found out on Twitter. That is not exactly the way to treat a franchise quarterback. And, you know, I think the Jack Easterby being there, having so much power, has also been a point of contention. There's a lot of things. And, again, I really don't know right now if that can be fixed.
Follow-up on Russell Wilson. Do you see this as a building trend, that players that are the highest paid or the most high profile, maybe they won't say it publicly. Maybe the difference between Russell Wilson and some of the other scenarios around the league is that Russell Wilson is flat out saying it out loud, like, I want to be consulted on this. How often does it happen that a team will, of course, run things by their most important players?
You know, this is not something actually that's new. You know, I covered the Patriots for 3 years, as you guys know, and for, you know, probably the middle part of his career, Tom Brady, you know, really wanted to be involved in personnel decisions. I mean, they traded his friend Deion Branch. They traded his friend Richard Seymour. They let Wes Welker go to the Denver Broncos. I mean, there was all sorts of moves that he was upset about. At some point, he ended up being like, you know what, I guess I'm just a player and I can't have a say. But then he went to the Bucks and had a very big say, and then they won the Super Bowl. So, you know, it's not something that's new, but it does seem to be a trend that has kind of come back around.
There's the Russell Wilson stuff. I know he yesterday said, you know, that's, I'm not sure if I'm available. That's a Seahawks question. He's not available, right?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't gotten any sense that he's available. Okay. And teams have called, and this one thing I reported on Super Bowl Sunday is that, you know, teams have called the Seahawks, and it's mostly kind of came up in casual conversations. I wouldn't describe it as like serious trade talk, but they have asked, and they have been told no.
Who is the next quarterback to be traded? Is it Carson Wentz?
I think it could be Carson Wentz. I just, you know, maybe I'm crazy and maybe today is wild flurry of a day. I just don't sense any momentum to the Carson Wentz deal. You know, like these trade talks seem to have a, you know, kind of a momentum of their own. And I don't know where this one is because, you know, I think on Friday, if you had asked me, it was really headed toward he was going to be traded. And then Saturday morning, I was like, wow, this really could happen today. And then you get through Saturday, and then it was Super Bowl Sunday, and then obviously he wasn't traded Monday. And now it's kind of like, why would he be traded? Like, what would be the one thing? Like, there's no leverage point. There's no deadline. There's no reason to do the trade, otherwise just to do it. So if one side is going to blink or one side is going to offer more, there's no reason to. So I don't know. I mean, maybe it happens this week. It's certainly possible. I just, right now, don't really see it heating up.
Ian Rappaport with us from NFL Network. You guys yesterday, or have been talking about the Raiders situation as well. So Goff moved and Stafford moved, and we brought up Wentz with you and we brought up Watson. What are the other quarterbacks? Who else would be the likely candidates to be traded when it comes to quarterbacks?
Well, you know, we spent a while talking about Derek Carr, and that's an interesting one. But I actually think now it's more likely that Marcus Mariota gets traded. And I think when, you know, Derek Carr has been pretty good with the Raiders, he might not be perfect, but he's definitely been pretty good. Hard to imagine a team, you know, trading a starter who's been productive as he is. But then you have a backup who's going to make $10 million and, you know, came on last year and looked really good. Somebody, I think, is going to say, all right, maybe this could be my Ryan Tannehill, which obviously is interesting because Ryan Tannehill happened when Marcus Mariota got benched. But he looked good enough where maybe he could return to be that player. So, and it's just a backup quarterback. So maybe the Raiders could get like a second round pick for a backup quarterback. That's pretty good value.
The Jets, I know we're spinning through a different guys here, Ian, but I wanted to touch on Sam Darnold and the Jets. Now there were reports suggesting that, you know, they're listening to calls about Darnold. What do you think happens with the Jets and Darnold in particular this offseason?
Yeah, I would say they're definitely getting calls. I'd say they're listening. There's just nothing there yet because what the Jets are doing is, you know, they have a new coaching staff, they have a new head coach, they're going through their roster, and they're saying, all right, let's take Darnold, let's compare him to all the other quarterbacks who are available. So whether that's quarterbacks via trade, quarterbacks in the draft, how does Darnold stack up to everyone who's available? And, you know, they're going to get the second best quarterback in the draft. So that they actually know what they can compare him to. It's not a lot of guessing. So then it's really is Darnold better than, let's say, Justin Fields, you know, would be one, or Zach Wilson would be another. If he is, then don't trade him. If he's not, then do trade him. It's very simple, but I don't think they're done with that evaluation process yet, nor do they really need to be until free agency.
So you're pretty confident, barring a Deshaun Watson trade to New York, pretty confident the Jets are going to use that first pick on a quarterback then?
I think so, but I don't know so. Like, there is a possibility they get through all the evaluation process and say, you know what, Darnold's better. I would say it's unlikely, but it's not impossible.
The Dallas situation with Dak Prescott, which shouldn't really seem to be a situation, what happens down there? How's that going to play out?
I wouldn't say it's much of a situation. I mean, the only situation is he's injured, but he's getting better. He had a second surgery on his ankle, which actually served to stabilize the ligament and probably going to speed up recovery in the long term. He's doing really well. You know, they'd like to not franchise tag him a second time just because it hits your cap so hard and paralyzes them through free agency. So they're going to try to sign him before March 9th, before you know, you have to put the franchise tag on players. I'd say there's a chance. It's no guarantee, but I would say there's a chance they would do it. They tried last year and didn't make it happen. We'll see this year if they can do it.
Last thing,
but he's not going anywhere. I know that.
Last thing on quarterbacks, I'll flip it around for you, Ian. We've been throwing individual names at you. From a team perspective, teams that you're pretty confident have to make a move on a quarterback this offseason, whether it's a trade or free agency, what teams are on that list that you think still have to figure out, get an answer at quarterback this offseason?
I mean, the Colts and Bears are probably at the top of the list. You know, the Jets kind of are, but their answer is, if it's not Darnold, it's going to be in the draft. The 49ers could do nothing and probably be fine. You know, there's just the Texans could do nothing and, I mean, I think be fine, but who really knows. So it's really just, you know, the Colts and the Bears. And those are two big ones because you need to have a starting quarterback going into the season. I think for the Bears, you know, it's possible they re-sign Mitchell Trubisky. You know, obviously the Eagles are another one where they could do nothing and be okay. It would just be pretty messy. But the ones that have to have it are the Bears and the Colts.
And Ian, in this division, you talked about New York a moment ago. Do you get any feelings from Miami about Tua or B, New England, Cam coming back, or what might be happening in New England?
I don't get the sense Cam is coming back. But, you know, with Tua, I would say that is still to be determined. I mean, he is a young quarterback who's really talented, who everybody thought was, you know, a top five pick. He played okay last year, but he's also a rookie. So, you know, that still needs to kind of be evaluated. You know, and then for the Patriots, they need a quarterback too. I would expect them to be kind of interested in the quarterback trade market, whether it's, you know, Mariota or if Jimmy Garoppolo is available, or they could draft one, certainly be in a position to draft one. So, it's pretty open, but I would say the Patriots should be in it too. I just doubt it would be Cam Newton back to New England.
We're wrapping up our conversation with Ian Rappaport from NFL Network. Of course, we'll throw you a Bills question. We're sitting here joking off the top, Ian, that for the first time in forever, we don't have to talk about a quarterback discussion here in the offseason, and the rest of the division seems to be scrambling or not sure about what they have. So, I know the whole offseason is ahead of us, and who knows what roster decisions will happen. But right now, the pecking order in the AFC, there looks to be still a gap between the Bills and Kansas City since the Bills lost to them twice. So where do the Bills fit in your pecking order in the AFC?
I mean, I would say right up to the top. You know, I mean, this year was a good year. They took some significant steps. They did not win at all, which is okay because that would have been, you know, it wouldn't have been crazy, but it would have been a pretty big leap. I would say the Kansas City Chiefs are still formidable. The Bills are really close and right there. So, you know, what do they need to do? Keep doing what they're doing. Add a couple pieces, maybe. I mean, honestly, like, there's not a ton that they need. Couple complimentary pieces and keep rolling.
And one more for me, Ian. With regard to they kept their coordinators and the coaching carousel thing, there's been a little bit of conversation about moving the timeline for that after the playoffs. Is there support around the league for that hiring could start after the playoffs? And if it were to be moved, what are the drawbacks? If all teams are operating on the same kind of timeline, that you can't hire anybody until after the Super Bowl.
I haven't heard any real momentum toward that. Okay. I know it's been somebody mentioned during a question to Roger Goodell. I haven't heard any momentum to that. Teams would like to know their coaches. They like to get the coaches in place, start the process of hiring a staff, learn the scheme. I don't get the sense anybody wants to wait till after the Super Bowl.
Well, Ian, thanks for your time. I would say enjoy the offseason. It'll probably be virtual from your standpoint again. So either way, enjoy your offseason, and we appreciate you coming on with us this morning.
All right. Good stuff, guys. Take care. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your
vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.